section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. I hit that fucking perfect. Did you hear that? Coming to you live from Titty Ho, England, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake the Builder, IBWIP News Bulletin, Just the Anonymous Tip, Say You, Say Me, and the unveiling of my new cologne, Uncle Lap, with your co-host, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Coynett!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 243 of It Burns IP. I am your host, the Podcasting God. I've had two threesomes in my life.
Nice.
And tonight's going to be my third.
Nice.
Which is ironic because for the first time ever, I have someone that can hold the camera.
All three boys. Just three boys.
Why did you tell that part? That part I was going to leave blank and leave it to people's imagination. Every Monday night, no matter how horrible my life is, no matter how much trouble I'm in.
It's pretty bad.
No matter how horrible of a day at work I have.
Pretty bad life.
In the back of my mind, I hear the Bulls theme. Yeah. And go, you know what? It's just hours till I can circle jerk with my friends.
I didn't sign up for that. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's a hard pass over here.
But your shirt says Hot Rod.
It does.
I've never seen you wear t-shirts and khaki pants.
Your mouth says no, but your shirt says yes.
Those are jeans? They look like khaki pants.
No, man.
Khaki jeans?
Khaki jeans.
Khaki jeans. Now, if you're gonna whisper stuff that we can't hear, I'm gonna turn the microphone on. By the end of the show,
comments from the peanut gallery.
Right. The Bulls song's almost over. Let me announce who I have with me this evening. He's always here. He has prepared show notes that there seems to be color in the show notes again. Which
is a printing error.
Oh, okay. He's wearing a flannel shirt, which is
par for the course.
It's plaid. It's weird. It's the one and only Bottle Cap Kid.
You're weird.
Whoop whoop.
Jason.
I'm not weird. You're weird. How you like that?
Your mom's weird.
Your mom goes to college.
Alright, and to my right. Alright. And to my right.
Right.
Like I said, his shirt says Hot Rod. There's really nothing else to say. It's The Voice, Dustin.
Let's get things cracking.
He will not let it lie. Can we somehow incorporate that into your nickname?
I don't know.
Voice, get it cracking with the voice.
The cracky voice?
Get it cracking.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Get it
hey!
With your co-host, The Kraken.
The Kraken.
I don't know.
Yeah. And we have a mystery guest with us who I guess is an audience member, but she's already decided that she's going to say stuff. No, I'm just teasing.
Freckles is in the house.
Freckles is in the house.
If you listen to that show that I host that I haven't been given clearance to mention yet, you will know that she is a frequent guest on a show. My beautiful girlfriend, Brianna.
What do you call your...
It's called Drunken Lullabies.
But you're like frequent listeners.
Oh, Drunkomaniacs.
Wasn't that something else before, like the Drunkies or something?
I started Drunkies. We just threw a few words out just to see what would...
Stick.
You throw the pickle against the wall.
Yeah.
Ouch!
And you just see.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I've what wins.
You throw Blake's dick against the wall. See what happens.
So many.
And it's
ribbed. Hey, it's ribbed.
Is your like dick pickle. Is ribbed for your own pleasure?
Yeah.
Is it kosher?
I guess I don't know what that means. I just know that Jewish people.
That means they blessed it.
Oh well, yeah.
There's no pig products
my
on it.
My dick's been blessed many a times in my life.
And you've never had sex with a shellfish.
How do you know? I don't like fish.
Good.
Well, in case you've never listened to the show, this is It Burns When I Pee. We've been doing it for going on on near 9 years now. It'll be 9 years in May. We sit around the table. We talk inappropriately. We play some games. We play, do some bits. We'll have a good time. So turn your earbuds up a little bit and enjoy the ride, I think is what we would call it.
I call this the ride. People say, where are you going Monday night? So I'm going to take a ride.
Wait, is the ride like a choo-choo?
Just a bunch of bros hanging out.
I really think that choo-choo fireman...
Choo-choo fireman was my favorite. I loved choo-choo fireman. I listened to it at work, and I'm sitting in the courtyard. I actually texted Brianna, and I think I texted you guys, like, I'm sitting here laughing out loud like a fucking moron, just sitting there with my earbuds, and I'm laughing so hard my eyes are watering at choo-choo fireman.
And hopefully someday, you know, in 4 to 6 months, maybe he shows back up.
We can only hope.
The text said, I'm laughing like an idiot in the courtyard. And I was like, what the fuck courtyard is he sitting in?
In my house. Where you thought I was still sitting.
Drunken Lullaby Estates.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Choo-choo fireman. That's pretty good. It was a lot of fun.
Molly thought that the voice was, again, being discriminated against the disabled. But I told her, no.
No.
You know what? I am sick and goddamn tired of your wife bitching about the retarded people of the world. Did we make these people retarded?
Hey.
No.
No. DSJ, he didn't ask to be that way.
We have said almost nothing but positive things about DSJ on Couch Pilots, and no one said anything derogatory about Choo Choo Fireman. What is up your wife's ass, man?
Not me. It's been a while.
Set up and spiked. Spiked at home. High five it.
All right. Well, folks, let's get off that subject. I'm going to have to... Push. When I'm editing the show, I have to push fast forward through that. Thank God she's nowhere in the house.
Or ever listens.
Or in the town right now. So, it's spring has sprung. And as you guys know, I'm an avid camper. Camp quite a bit during the summer. And I have a piece of shit pop-up that I bought on an impulse buy.
As is always a great way to buy one.
Right, exactly. I have nothing. I have no idea. I have not researched anything. I'll take that one because I can afford it. So, but me and Mal, we got together Saturday, drove the pop-up over to my in-law's house because that's where there's space and there's tools. And we did 8 hours of maintenance in preparation for this summer. And let me tell you, I'm pretty proud of myself. I patted myself on the back on Facebook. Because I used two different kinds of saws and multiple other power tools.
Was one of them a seesaw?
Nice.
No. Mm. It was a miter saw.
Okay.
And a jigsaw.
Oh.
I got two questions for you. First, how do you pat your back on Facebook? And second of all, was it general repairs or was it just like summarizing? Not summarizing like to sum up what you did, but like the season of summer. Izing.
Oh, summarizing.
Summerification.
No, it was maintenance work. I was talking to Dustin and Freckles here earlier, and I was bragging about how I greased my wiffle tree on the camper.
I did that before. That's why I'm late, actually.
Well, you said you were filling in some gaps.
Yeah.
So I greased the wiffle tree, stroked that long rod. Molly videotaped me numerous times. That was kind of weird.
It was inappropriate.
It was like a pop-up porno or something. And
it's a very specific pop-up fetish.
Right. I put a new countertop on one of the counters that had water damage. So I actually had to cut like straight lines and stuff, and it lined up and put it on.
Nice.
And also, so I bought a battery that was too big for my pop-up.
You need a battery for it?
Well, yeah, you need a battery for it. How else are you going to run the furnace, the air conditioner, and charge your phones?
Really roughing it out there.
So... I bought a battery. It was too big. And so I was like, oh, well, it'll fit in that battery box I have, like the plastic like battery box you put it in to keep it, you know, from the weather, you know?
That's right.
So we got there, and I said, oh, well, I realized last week it wouldn't fit. So I had to order, a special order, a new battery box. I'm thinking, no problem. No big deal. So we get there. We do all this work. We're 7 hours into it. I haven't cussed. I haven't flipped out. Me and Molly haven't, you know, threatened to divorce each other. It's gone really well. The last thing was to just put this box in the tray and put a battery in it. Simple, right? Well, the battery box was just like too big for the little tray that it sits in.
Hmm.
So we tried to, you know, hammer down all the corners and just kind of force it in there.
That didn't work.
So,
bitch-ass battery box.
Bitch-ass battery. So then, this sounds really boring.
I hate this story. This is the worst fucking story. But wrap this
I'm
shit up.
I'm wanting you to hit me with a hammer and put me out of my misery.
What if we miss the ending? What if it's a good ending?
Thank you, Freckles. So I end up having to take this jigsaw and basically cutting over half the sides of this box off. Just cutting them off so it'll fit in there. So the whole point is to have this box that keeps the battery from getting wet.
And it's just exposed to the elements.
And now, really, to be honest with you, it would have been a lot easier if I would have just plopped that battery right on that tray and not even worried about a box.
Just put a Walmart bag over it.
Yeah.
Fine. That's all you got to do.
And there's also, so there's not just a, like in a car, there's a positive and a negative, and you know which ones to put them on.
Sure.
Well, for the pop-up, there's more. There's like five wires total.
Why?
And they have to, I don't know. So I know that last year, I took a picture of that battery before I disconnected it, so I knew which ones.
That's a good idea.
I can't find that fucking picture for the life of me.
It's a bad idea.
So I'm going to have to wing it next time. But I did really good. Like I said, I made a new countertop. I did some DIYs. Like I'm gonna post on Pinterest. That's how good these are.
Some DSJs?
Yep, some DSJs. Real quick, so you have to pull the bed out. You know, on a pop-up, you have to pull it out.
Yeah.
And when you push it back in, it kind of, there's like a little ledge, and if you push it all the way in, it goes underneath that ledge, kind of down, so it's harder to pick it up and pull it out.
Is it supposed to go down there?
No. I think it's just over age. It goes too far. So I fixed that, and I made...
Much like this show.
I know you would brag.
And I made handles for it, so fuck you guys.
No, it's...
I'll just sit here and eat. It's fine.
No, this is great because you would go to work sometimes. You work in a machine shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were some times where you're like, hey, I don't know how to do this thing or that thing. So it's not like you're like necessarily mechanically or like inclined to do these things, but you're out there and God damn it, you're trying your hardest and you're doing it.
Right. I was raised by my mom. Like, I didn't have a dad around.
What did she teach you how to do?
To call somebody when something was broke.
Oh, okay.
But... So I'm really proud of myself that I was doing these things and not hurting myself, because that's the other thing is, normally when I do something like this, I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Case in point, one time, years and years ago, my dad was putting a new roof on his garage. So I'm going to have my boys come over, that I never talk to, but I'm going to have them come over and do some manual labor so I don't have to pay for it. I get on top there. He says, you know, here, you put this down, then you nail it here and here. First nail, I hit it. Fucking came back and ricocheted, hit me in the eye.
Jesus.
He said, get down and mow the yard. So that's kind of the look I have. I'm not very mechanical, you know.
The first time you hit that nail, it comes back and gets you right in the
eye. The first nail I hit, it ricocheted back and hit me in the eye.
Every time I work on roofs and stuff, people just like throw the shit off the side, like they're peeling stuff. Was it all in the yard? Were you mowing over old nails?
Mowing over shingles.
Just getting more shingles and nails in your eyes along
the
way?
No, it was one of those things where he was half-assing it, so he was just putting shingles over the old ones.
Oh, yeah. That's what the people that owned my house did, and then I had to pay to have that corrected and done properly.
Right.
I think you can get away with like two or three layers, but that's about it. And then you got to strip that shit.
Oh, they had like, I think 12.
That's too many.
Yeah.
It's way too many.
My house was like twice as tall as it is now. It was really weird.
Like, is that a 14 bedroom? No, it's a 14.
I just have a lot of shingles. Well, Blake, you should be proud, because now if like they make a Utopia season 2, you can apply.
Yes.
And you can be like red or something.
I've got the pictures.
Don't
to prove.
Wear your partial and go there, and you can be like, you can be the hillbilly fix-it man.
I love that show. It was so good. It was so good. It was such a great show.
Canceled after a month and a half.
And also, we're at work, what? I don't know what's going on. But at work, we're fabricating a new spare tire holder for it, too. So
nice.
I'm going to weld.
Nice.
So fuck yeah. And my wife...
Fabric.
My wife is reupholstering the whole...
I have a really funny story about the fabric.
Well, come on over where there's a microphone.
So I just got the fabric, right? And I'm purchasing the fabric. And the lady says, ooh, whatever you're making is going to be very pretty. And I'm like, oh, thank you. That's very nice. And then I go, hopefully it is, because this is my first time doing anything like that. And she looks at me, and she goes, oh, never mind then.
Oh, bitch.
What
a hoe.
You got served.
Oh, never mind then.
Wow, customer service down the shitter.
Say, you're definitely going to fuck this up.
Fuck that lady. Freckles, I appreciate your belief in me to finish that story. It felt good to be like, no, go ahead.
She's a very encouraging person.
She encouraged me. And you know what? I feel like we're closer now. I think we are. Not too close.
Yeah, hands off, buddy. Just because you're a handyman now.
Did you see the way he was just like he said, hands off, buddy.
Yeah.
Go back, if you're listening to this podcast, rewind it and listen. The hand gesture and the facial expression was like, I don't need to say this because my girlfriend thinks you're an old fucking troll. An old troll. But hands off, buddy.
It was because he respects you. That's
I'm not
all.
Your buddy, guy.
Yeah. I'm not your guy, buddy.
I've been watching so many Pee-wee Herman movies lately.
Oh, have you guys been watching the new one?
Yeah, the new one's good.
I've seen it like twice already.
So have
my daughter loves it.
Yeah. She hates Pee-wee Herman, but she watched it.
It's scary.
He's pretty scary.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of things that are scary, let's listen to some of these news stories.
Oh.
I'll make UFO files public. That's a quote. You can take it to the bank. As the presidential campaign heats up with many across the country speculating about a possible Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump face-off, Clinton stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live Thursday night to discuss a variety of things, including UFOs. When we had your husband, President Clinton, on the show in 2014, I asked him about UFOs in Area 51. Kimmel reminded Clinton, if I was president, that's the first thing I'd do. I'd go right into those files and see what was going on. And he said that he did do that and that he didn't find anything. Clinton offered this provocative response. Yes, well, I'm going to do it again. And you know, there's a new name, Clinton added. It's Unexplained Aerial Phenomenon, UAP. That's the latest nomenclature.
New name.
New name, UAP. When Kimmel countered that he prefers the old acronym, UFO, Clinton said, well, I think we can use them interchangeably, but I would like us to go into those files and hopefully make as much of that public as possible. If there's nothing there, let's tell people there's nothing there. What if there is something there? Kimmel retorted. Well, if there is something there, the Democratic frontrunner suggested, unless it's a threat to national security, I think we ought to share it with the public.
Who cares?
Conspiracy theorists?
Who cares? First of all, I'm not a political person. And then yesterday I was sucked in to a huge political debate at the Nelson home.
Which you dominated.
Which I just kept quiet. And to be honest with you, looked pretty smart in the end.
Did you enjoy being there at least?
During that debate was hilarious.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Of all the things that she's going to do when she gets into office, I don't want her wasting time.
That's her platform.
Looking through files that her supposed husband has already looked through. I don't care if there's aliens.
He was trying to find out if there were any hot aliens.
Right.
I'm going to bang them.
I'm going to bang those aliens. I
had sex with that alien woman.
You know, when you play your saxophone in Area 51, a bunch of spaceships come around.
Is that Elvis?
Yes.
Kind of sounds like it.
Thank you very much.
Do UFOs exist?
Who cares? Do you care? Do you care?
I don't really spend too much time thinking about it. It'd be cool to know, I guess, but
it's not going to change your life.
I don't think.
Because if there was UFOs, they would be already over here, like, taking over this planet. They're not going to come over and just, like, watch us for a century or two. Like, that's an interesting life form. I'm going to take notes.
We're like a reality show for aliens.
We are the utopia of aliens.
The utopia of the galaxy. All right. You guys want another story? How about a fire breather disaster at a pep rally? I should have practiced, it says. A fire breather turned into a human fireball last week after a freak accident at a Florida high school pep rally. Now he's breathing easy. I'm lucky, said Ricky Charles. He's got two first names.
It's bad.
Fighting back tears at a press conference at the Del Rey Medical Center on Friday. It's like being burned alive and an audience is watching. It happened so fast.
It's exactly
That's literally
like that.
What happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like that.
It's like I was burning alive.
It is what happened.
Well,
you did burn alive.
Good job, Ricky Bobby. The 52-year-old...
I don't know what to do with my hands.
And this was in Florida, you know.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
Again,
of course it is.
52-year-old owner of Inferno's Challenge Entertainment Company said he's spit flames for 35 years from everyone, from high school students to the Miami Heat. Clever name. Charles was trying out a new type of lighter fluid, Coleman camping oil, and the plan literally backfired. He usually uses charcoal lighter fluid.
It's like it backfired on me. It did backfire on you.
Why? It's if you're going to try a new lighter fluid, if you're going to try something different in your act, don't do it on the main stage. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, if you're a band, like... And you guys wrote a new song. Are you just going to play it for the first time together on stage in front of 50,000 people?
Probably. No.
No. Fucking fire,
no.
fire breathers.
I know what I'm doing, but I just didn't practice with that liquid. I should have practiced. I didn't practice.
What gets someone into fire breathing in the first place?
And how do you do it? I mean, how long do you have to do
it? I think it starts with bad decisions in childhood.
One.
Bad parenting.
Bad parenting.
Two.
The carnival.
Three.
Unemployment.
Hey.
Four. Well, Dustin's really into fire breathing all of a sudden.
Don't tell me that during those 3 weeks you weren't sitting on the couch going,
huh, I'm going to become the human torch.
I bet you I can breathe fire.
Yeah.
Flame on!
So yeah, he says he's done the act 200 to 300 times at various high schools in just the last year.
What high school is like, yeah, let's just get a fire breather in here.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's what we need.
You know, we could get somebody dressed up as like a pirate, or you know, somebody could run on the they have that one that one college where there's monkeys dressed up as cowboys riding dogs.
Yes.
Riding dogs all around the field.
That's my favorite.
Have them before you hire a fire breather.
Yeah.
A girls volleyball or going to regionals. How are we going to get everyone pumped up?
And again, here's the thing. How long is that going to be entertaining for?
12 seconds.
Yeah, right?
Oh, wow.
No,
later.
I got 20 more minutes of this, people.
See,
because you can't do like circles and stuff like vaping.
There is a band, the Goddamn Gallows, the accordion player for this punk metal, you know, band, mm-hmm. the accordion player spits fire.
Oh, okay.
But you do it once or twice.
Yeah.
And then you know, in a whole show.
I've seen flaming bagpipes before, too.
Right, right.
Rammstein.
They do it,
they've
they?
Got flaming dildos.
Thunderstruck. Wasn't
flaming
wasn't
dildos?
Wasn't it Thunderstruck?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, instead these people just got to see a live recreation of the Rage Against the Machine album cover.
You and Freckles should have this.
Self-emulation?
Yeah. Huh?
I thought I'd catch your attention.
What?
I said you and Freckles should have this guy at your wedding.
Oh.
Set somebody on fire?
No. Don't set them on fire. Just have him breathe fire. I do. From behind you guys.
Are you going to
end up in flames?
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire. Ooh, yeah.
She is a Metallica fan, but yeah, I don't think we're going to go.
Old Metallica or new Metallica? Okay, thank you.
Pre-black album, I think you're safe.
Yeah,
yes.
Pre-black.
Yep.
Freckles is a racist.
All right.
Her name.
We just had Easter. Competitive eater Matt Stoney packs away 200 peeps in one sitting. The Easter bunny was good to Matt Stoney. The competitive eater known as Megatoad.
Dumb.
Posted a video to YouTube on Friday that shows him downing 200 peeps in little more than 14 minutes, doubling his previous record.
Why double it?
I think it's his record because nobody else has done it.
Why double it? There's no need to. If you hold the record, just do 20 more.
What do you think, Blake, eventually this kid will succumb to if he has too much sugar?
I was eating something. Say,
this guy is eating so much sugar. What do you think will happen to him eventually? I agree.
That's the new
And then there's Iabetes. Iabetes.
Iabetes.
Though Stoney is no stranger to gastrointestinal challenges, some of his past feats include eating a 5-pound burrito, 182 slices of bacon, and 7 shamrock shakes from McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
He definitely appeared to struggle. My tongue is so saturated with sugar. Oh, my God, he moaned just before hitting the 100 peep marker, the halfway point.
Who is asking him to do these things?
Well, you notice that he's doing things that, like, nobody has eaten. Like, why don't you enter that hot dog contest?
Yeah.
Because there's other people that do it. Right. I'm going to eat 3,000 M&Ms today, and I'm going to hold the record.
How many peeps do you think you could eat, Blake?
5.
Blech. I think I got about 15 over there.
Oh, you have some available.
Oh, yeah.
You want to try to do it right now?
Are we playing Chubby Bunny?
No, I'm not playing. I'm not eating them now.
You think 5 is where you top out?
Yeah, I could eat a sleeve at the most in one sitting. That'd be it.
I bet I could eat 20, and I'd hate it at the end. I would hate it, but I think I could do 20.
Would you hate yourself?
Oh, yeah. More than I do now.
He already does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, once he reached the last few birds, he appeared to gag at times and looked a little green. It took a little longer than I thought it would, he said. Here's hoping he can keep all that marshmallow fluff down.
Gross. Oh,
that's disgusting.
182 slices of bacon.
That I would attempt more than the peeps. I love
but
bacon.
You could kill yourself with that much bacon, right? You could clog an artery. It's down there.
I mean, you can kill yourself with anything.
That's right. If you put your mind to it. What's the worst way to go, Michaelis?
Yeah, I think we need to get. We'll turn the mic on for the next week's episode.
Oh yes, we will.
She can just chime in when she feels appropriate. That's the news.
News. Let's take a break.
Hey, we got to liven this up because she's just doing her nails. So we got to liven this up.
Okay. Well, let's.
It's obviously not good enough for her.
Let's take a break. That's how we liven it up by taking a break.
We're gonna get this party started. Now we're just warming up. We're going to take a break.
Some ads. IBWIP is like a kick to the balls. It hurts. You never forget it, and you never want it to happen again.
I kind of like getting kicked to the balls myself.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at BurnsWhenIP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm going to do this ad after my wife. Do you want to talk about some more? I was going to read this ad from our sponsor, but would you like to talk more about it?
I thought you were taking a break.
We did. We took a break for 30 seconds. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gum, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electric cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor such as me, and you're looking for more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, thicker, better tank. Maybe you're waiting to get into variable voltage and wattage. Or even wanting to build your own coils, which I do. And my wife, I told her I would never do that. I said, douchebags do that. Well, guess what? I'm a proud douchebag. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize your vape experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks, mods, that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their home blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if you can't make it the trip to Johnson City, then just go to rockytopvapor.com and click that. Come on, you guys. Let's be professional here. And don't forget to use promo code IBWIP20 to save 20% off your entire order. They just released a new line. It's called Antimatter, and me and Biggie will be singing their praises here very soon in an upcoming episode. Go to RockyTopVapor.com, check them out. And here is a promo you might know.
Do you like craft beer? Do you like music? If you don't like either of those, I hope you at least like laughing. And if I've still got your attention, the reason I'm asking is this. I want you to check out my upcoming podcast called Drunken Lullabies. I'm joined by my co-host Blake Szymanski and a rotating cast of characters. We do beer reviews, play music by bands we think you need to know, make you laugh a lot, and hopefully get you tipsy right along with us. We'll be bringing you a new episode every Sunday, and we hope you'll close your weekends out with us at Drunken Lullabies. We'll educate you on new beers to try, new albums to hear, and make you laugh at nonstop pop culture references and juvenile behavior, which is what you've come to expect from the Pococta Comedy Funhouse. Look us up at fcfnetwork.com. We'll see you on the Sabbath. Cheers.
Drunken Lullabies. I haven't drank in 14 years, but you know what? I listen to the podcast, and I find it very, very comical and very, very informative. If I was to drink beers, I would no longer drink beers that I drank before. I would drink fancy beers, IPAs, stouts.
Smoked Bock?
Yes, bourbon barrel bacon flavored. I would drink those because I was led in the right direction. The Voice and Beermansky lead you in the right direction. If you guys like craft beer, if y'all like craft beers, you all check out Drunken Lullabies.
Root-a-doot-a-doo. Oh, boy. Okay, so I work at a hotel, and people leave stuff behind all the time. And we have a nice lost and found department. We keep very good track of it. And people call in. We usually have what they're looking for, and we send it back. We're very good. We're very diligent about that. A couple months ago, someone called in and said, "Hey, I had a bunch of Vicodin in my room, and now they're all gone."
Uh-oh.
And when I hear that from a guest, there's three things, I think, especially when it comes to something like Vicodin. I was like, first of all, he's lying, and maybe he just wants us to admit fault or something and get something, a note to a doctor so he can get more Vicodin,
right,
which on the street is like a narcotic.
Right.
Sorry. Two, he misplaced it somewhere, and he genuinely thinks he lost it at the hotel. Or three, he's totally right, and someone did steal it. So we have to do our due diligence at the hotel, and we go and we read the lock. Everyone who has a master key there has their name attached to it. There's different level of access. What? You're looking at me all bug-eyed.
I'm amazed. This is an interesting fact. I did not know that.
Okay.
He thought he was going to get some drugs out of this.
No, I think Blake thought he was going to get a lame-ass battery story from his camper. I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with
him. Freckles liked it.
She did. Anyway, so we do our due diligence. We check our lost and found. Of course, there's no pills in there because we log all that shit too. Then we go to the door and we read the lock to see who is in there. There are two employees in there. So we talk to the employees. "Hey, did you see this Vicodin? Did you take this Vicodin? Do you know anything about it?" Both of them say, "No, I don't know anything." Okay. For me and for what we can do, that's it. That's all
right.
We can do. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're lying to us.
You don't have access or the finances to get a lie detector person in there to do that test.
That's true. We don't have those. That's not the kind of resources we have available to us. So at that point, we're like, okay, I don't know what else to tell you. We go to the guest. We say, "Hey, you can file a police report. You can talk to your insurance company. Whatever you want to do to take the next step, we can't go any further." And basically all he's saying is, "I don't want any money. I just want someone to be held accountable because someone took my pills." And again, at that point, I don't know if he's lying or not. We just have to take his word for it, and then we have to turn look at our employees, and we have to take their word for it. So that kind of goes away. We talked to the employees. Like I said, they said nothing. Now, just a few days ago, I'm the assistant manager of the property, and sometimes people
Let's just face it. You're the manager.
Let's just face brass tacks. Anyways, people will leave me voicemails and say this, that. I checked my voicemail the other day. And there's a woman that leaves me a voicemail, and she says, "Hey, this person, she took the Vicodin. She works at your hotel." She gave me the name. Obviously, I can't give the name out. She's like, she took the Vicodin. I know she did because she sold it to me.
Oh.
And she's taken so many things over the years. She's taken DVD players, refrigerators, microwaves, just toilet paper, coffee makers, all this different stuff. And I don't think that's the kind of person that you want working at your hotel.
Now, is this a former guest or just some random person calling?
It's
some, like you don't know who it is. It's anonymous.
It's anonymous.
It's like an anonymous tip.
It's just an anonymous tip. So says the segment name. We don't know who it was. Obviously, they're saying, yeah, I bought illegal narcotics on the street. So they're not going to leave me their name.
Sure.
They're not going to leave me their voicemail. But she had specifics about the size of the Vicodin taken.
Well, they had to have some inside knowledge. Otherwise, how would they even know that there was Vicodin missing to begin
right.
with?
Right, and we didn't really spread that around the hotel very much. I mean, once we talked to the employees, maybe they spread it. But it's tough to say. And then what we did is we called the cops. And they came in, and we talked to them in our back office and said, hey, this person was named first and last name. The size and the type of the drugs taken were completely named in the voicemail. We let him listen to the voicemail. And we don't have caller ID, so we couldn't track anything on there.
Sure.
And now I'm at a point where we don't know what we're going to do next. We're going to talk to our unemployment lawyer and say, hey, how do you want us to handle this going forward? We already talked to our owner, and he said, yeah, talk to the police, talk to our HR attorney. And we haven't spoken to her yet. This just happened a couple days ago. But I think what drives someone to leave an anonymous tip like that? When you guys hear that story, what's the first thing that you think?
She was high on the Vicodin.
Was she? You think she was in love with the cocoa?
Probably.
It also could be a retaliation.
Yeah, maybe.
She
sold her some bad stuff.
Well, hey, listen, your name's Betty, okay? You work at the hotel.
Okay.
You're dating Frank, all right? Okay. I'm Cynthia. I'm dating Frank. I find out about you. I find out where you work.
Oh.
And I want Frank, and I want you to lose your fucking job.
Your employee did something to make her mad.
Yep.
It sounds to me like it's probably true that this employee did that. And I mean, but the police officer said, hey, we've got no real proof.
Right.
There's nothing that we can do
right.
as a police officer.
No
you may want to talk.
No fingerprints, no sign statement.
No droppings, nothing like that.
Sure.
We always check for droppings.
Like Fuzz Bucket, there was no neon footprints on the way up.
Yeah.
So that's what we're left to think is that. Hey, someone probably pissed this girl off as maybe a friend of hers or something. She got pissed off and then called the hotel about it. But it's and obviously you don't want to leave your name stuff because you're going to implement yourself in the
sure.
in the crime. But
I mean, and if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
And this if this tent's a knocking,
Pete a knocking. Oh yeah. Look through the peephole. Put a camera in the peephole.
Peephole Vanakken?
Peephole Vanakken. I'm picturing Pete Vanakken's wrinkly old ass in a tent having sex, and that is not a vision I want to have.
Hey, don't go knocking. Tell you that much.
Yeah.
What do we do?
My question to you,
fine.
How far into this visualization did you get before you said, I probably shouldn't be visualizing this?
It's one of those things that...
Freckles is looking very disappointed at you, like,
yeah.
I can't believe I got that far with the hot rod.
The hot rod.
Well, I believe it.
I don't know.
Dustin keeps looking at me like, hey, how about you shut up? I want to get laid tonight, and you're really fucking dampering it. Just because you go every night with no sex, Blake, doesn't mean you gotta ruin it for the hot rod.
You have to grease your rod. Doesn't mean...
Whiffle tree.
Doesn't mean you have to talk about Pete Van Acklen penetration.
So what are you guys going to do? You don't know what you're going to do.
We don't know what we're going to do next.
Yeah,
thankfully, it was slow this weekend. This person was scheduled to work, so we said, please don't come in. And then,
ever again.
Well, just these 2 days because we're really slow. It's yeah. Easter weekend.
But did you tell her it was because you guys were slow,
no,
or did you?
Because we're slow.
Okay, you didn't say you're.
No, we
under
said anything about that. And then we also said, hey, that you're on vacation next week, so we're not. So it's luckily she's not going to be there for a while, so we have time to kind of work this
formulate
out.
Formulate the game plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it's probably true that this person did that? I mean, why would someone call in and say that? How would they know the information, first and last name, about this person and the size of the drugs? To me, all that...
It's the same size of the drugs as the guy that called in and said he lost
it? Pretty positive it is. 750 milligrams of Vicodin.
Jeez, that guy's back hurt.
What do you guys think?
And
that's it. And that's all you can say.
Man, I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with... Somebody made somebody mad. Some girl spats are horrible. Girls fight like tooth and nail. Like if two guys don't like each other, they'll like give each other dirty looks, or they'll punch each other in public, right? But girls will stalk your Facebook. They will talk to everybody you know and tell them all kinds of stuff that ain't true. They will call your employer and say you sold them drugs. Girls will scratch and claw.
Yeah.
You know, it's what kind of warfare is it called?
Retribution. No. Boys fuck things up. Girls fuck you up.
Yep. That's right.
That's right.
So I now she's saying that she's sold her refrigerator.
Maybe not sold her those other things, but, you know, but have taken them
now,
from
you,
the hotel.
Do you have some kind of record saying, room 302, all of a
their mini fridge is gone.
Right. Have you, I mean.
Well, okay.
Because usually you would go straight to whoever was in there last, right, and charge their.
Here's the thing. Our rooms don't have.
Hey, I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
There was a blanket at the last place that me and Molly stayed, mm-hmm. and I said, why don't you just take it? And she says, we can't. They'll charge my credit card. I was like, no, they're not going to charge your fucking credit card. So I'm saying here is, if I took a coffee pot, I would think that you would fucking charge my card or do whatever you got to do, because if I took the blanket, you would do it.
We don't have refrigerators and microwaves in the room. We have a storage area where we keep extra ones for people who ask. So go ahead and write that
down.
Go
to hotels, ask for microwaves, steal them.
And if you don't keep a good log of it, maybe you'd get away with it too. I don't know. So maybe it comes down to we need to keep better track of that, but that doesn't solve the problem in front of us right now.
It is a girl fight. I'm telling you, it's a girl fight.
But do you think it's true? What do you think we should do with this employee?
And HR, like I said.
Puffing stuff?
Yeah, HR is involved, so your ass is going to be covered, and they're going to give you an idea of how to properly handle it. Because you have to have some sort of evidence, or they have to incriminate themselves. Like, you can't just fire them based on an accusation without sound proof.
Sure. I mean,
because I had to let an employee go once because $500 worth of inventory was stolen on his watch, and I knew it happened on his watch because it was there when I left at 5, and when I came in the next morning at open, it was gone.
This is co-op, right?
This was at co-op.
And you only have one person working.
And there was only one person
working.
That's
so stupid, yeah.
And we had cameras. And this guy was messing around on the computer on Facebook, and somebody in the back room reached over the counter, grabbed a whole bag that we had just had a brand new shipment of stuff come in, so it hadn't even had a chance to be sold yet, and just grabbed it and ended up walking out.
But you saw that on camera.
Yeah, and I knew it happened on his shift because he was the only one. So I was like, dude, I gotta let you go. Like, that's on you. You were being negligent. I'm looking at the internet history here. You're on Facebook. You're not paying attention.
Yeah.
And we just lost, you know,
an unacceptable amount
of lot hours. Based on his paychecks, which were like $100 every 2 weeks. You know, right. That's like over 2 months' salary for him that we lost in one shift of his. Wow. So, yeah.
Well, I think then
he developed a drug problem himself, so, you know.
Because of the firing?
Maybe he was involved.
Oh, so that's what you're saying.
Maybe.
I was wondering what the fuck you're going with that. That's okay, I get you now.
I think he might be cleaned up now, I don't know.
too bad, let's get this guy in the
last
horn.
Last time I saw him, he'd put on some weight, so I don't think he's doing those drugs anymore. But
well, I think the plan maybe going forward is either try to set this person up or reduce their hours drastically until they quit themselves. But I just want to get your guys' suggestions, because I'm in this limbo period between when this thing was kind of unearthed and when we're going to make kind of a decision what the HR person's going to say, to cover our own asses, like you were saying, Dustin. Yeah. But in this kind of limbo period, I just want to get some advice, get some suggestions.
Be a little passive-aggressive. Like you said, you're cutting down on the hours and, you know, wait for them to get, you know, we've had some complaints. And
That's what I'm saying is, that's what I would do. If you have to take an action, that's what I was doing. Like, cut her hours, because she will eventually, A, ask questions of why her hours are getting cut, or she'll have actions that will prove that she's not a quality person.
I'm hardly here. I got to steal twice as much shit.
No, but I mean, she'll get shitty with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Her character will show.
Right.
Okay. That's fair. I appreciate all of your suggestions.
Say you. Save me. Say it together. Naturally.
She was wanting to know where we were on the itinerary.
It's that boring. It's that boring. She's like, let me look at this.
Hurry up.
God. This is like the battery store over and over and over again.
I'm missing The Bachelor.
God.
Nah, she doesn't watch that.
Utopia is coming back on. All right, this is a game called Say You, Say Me. Normally we play with four people. We have four people here. Here's how it works.
Is your mic on? Or can you
just put up your face?
It moved toward me, so I assume.
Yeah, go ahead and just put it up there toward
me. Gone.
Kind of lift it up a little bit.
Is it on?
Where does it go?
I'm going to tell you once you do the micro.
Tell me first.
Okay, so basically, you will partner up with someone. You will look at each other, go 3, 2, 1, and you got to try to say the same word. And you keep going until you say the same word. Let's do an example. Dustin,
mm-hmm.
Jason, why don't we do an example for them, okay?
Okay. So who's doing it? Me and Jason?
You and Jason. Okay. You guys are conjunctive twins.
We have to look deep into each other's eyes. We have to lock eyes.
And it's 3, 2, 1, shoot.
And we'll say 3, 2, 1, and after one, we'll say a word, and hopefully it'll be that same word.
And if it's not, then they have to use both those words to think of another word and try to hit it. Okay?
Ready? Ready. Okay.
3, 2, 1, tarmac. Hot rod.
Did you say tarmac?
Yes, I did.
Shit.
3, 2, 1, Down DSJ. Syndrome.
3, 2, 1, Nacho John.
Yeah, you get the idea. Like, you got to try to
How
find
does
the.
This go?
Until you say the right word. Until you say the same word.
It could be pretty late.
Be here all night, okay.
Well, I can tell that you want to be here all night. Just the look on your face is like,
what else do you have to do?
No, I want to play this game.
Okay, good.
I'm ready.
Do you want to be partners with Dustin or me?
I think this would be a true
test. I
don't
think it really
matters. Yeah.
I think people question our relationship and what our boundaries are.
We have none.
Right, thank you. So I think maybe you and I should, because we rarely pair on these sort of things.
Sure.
Maybe you and I should pair on this one. And then we can see who really...
Couple versus couple.
It's kind of like a newlywed game. We did That's My Lover recently, and this is maybe kind of like a round two of sorts for That's My Lover. What do you think?
Worse for me.
Yeah.
Do you want us to go first, or you guys want to go first?
I would like for you to go first, yes.
Yeah, no problem. No, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay, now we have to... Dustin, would you do us a favor while we're doing this? Keep track of how many rounds it takes us.
Okay.
All right. All right. You ready? Hold on, let me... What are you doing? What is that?
Oh, that's cheating.
No.
I don't know what that is.
I was hand jiving. I don't think he's going to get anything off hand jiving.
And he was born to do it. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, hand jive. Couch pilots and hand jive. What is the word that meets in the middle of couch pilots and hand jive? Ready? 3, 2, 1, golden
buzz
cones.
I would have said fuzz bucket, so we
oh, you
have
would?
Just won that.
Yeah. What was it originally? Couch pilots and hand jive? You would have said fuzz bucket? That's another show entirely how you got there. So what was the current one?
Okay, I said fuzz bucket and you said what?
I don't know.
Golden
cones.
Golden cones, okay.
What did you say again?
Fuzz bucket.
You said fuzz bucket? Okay. 3, 2, 1, neon
kiss.
Footprints. That was good. Neon footprints is it. That is it. And you said what?
Kiss.
Like he demanded a kiss from that boy? You know what we're talking about, Dustin. Why did Fuzzbucket demand a kiss from that poor boy?
I don't know.
I have a friend with the same name, Michael Gerber.
Kiss.
And I never see him. I saw him today. So this is so appropriate. Okay, so let's stop winking at me. Neon footprints and kiss?
3, 2, 1,
lipstick.
Michael Gruber.
Oh, no.
Lipstick and Michael Gruber. Lipstick.
All right, I got
What the
one.
Fuck is lipstick from?
Like, I was thinking neon kiss. Lipstick, kiss.
I'm
yeah.
Kiss, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, hold on. I got the one's coming to me. Okay, what is it?
Michael Gruber.
And lipstick. Okay.
3, 2, 1, shower.
Shower and tranny. Okay. Okay, I got it.
3, 2, 1,
choo-choo fireman. Hold on. Boy,
And Choo Choo Fireman.
And Choo Choo Fireman. You ready? Three, two, one.
Blake. Imaginary friend.
Oh, no. You're the boy. You're the boy.
It's my special boy. No, it's my special boy.
Well, okay, what did you say?
Imaginary friend.
Imaginary friend and Blake. Okay, so there's one thing that... Okay. Three, two, one.
Choo Choo Fireman.
Okay. So how many did that take
That
us?
Was eight.
Oh, look at that. The crowd loves it. Can
this is just completely random.
Yeah.
It can but then just get, as long as we end up at the same
But you're wanting to use the clues of what you two say to get closer.
Yeah, okay. And if you hesitate...
You ready to get close, Freckles?
If you hesitate, you're out. And if you don't answer, that ends it, too. So you have to say something. And we were taking time. We were saying, hey, take a few seconds to
think it through.
And after a while, maybe you can get in a rhythm where you can keep going. But at first, talk it through if you have to, okay?
Ready?
You got it.
Can you put the microphone by you?
Yeah, put the microphone all up on your stuff.
All up on her stuff?
Yeah. Put that microphone
this is a family show.
Against your vagina.
Wasn't me, Hot Rod.
All right. 3, 2, 1, and then the word, okay? You got a word?
No. Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Little tykes.
Little tykes? Okay.
Oh, we'll keep track here.
We'll keep track.
Oh, okay.
You got it?
Little tykes and beer. Okay. Three, two, one. Root beer. Predators.
What did you say? Predators?
What are you doing? Yes.
Predators and root beer.
I was thinking beer for little tykes would be root beer. I don't know where Predators came from.
Okay, we have got to get this in 6 more rounds.
Uh-huh. All right, so root beer, Predators.
I love how competitive she's getting.
Root beer, Predators.
It did get awkward, didn't it?
We're not doing the eye contact that they have.
Lock I don't think that's going to help with root beer, Predators, but we'll see.
That's a good name for an episode.
Write it down. All right. Three, two, one.
No.
Oh, no.
We're disqualified.
That's okay.
Really?
Yeah, you have to say a word.
Oh, man.
But what if I stop before I count down?
You were warned from the very beginning.
Oh, I was. You're right.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm trying to figure out what did Little Tykes,
I was
the
trying
predator.
To start it with the football show we've been watching for the past couple of weeks and try to go in. And then you went beer.
You should have said Friday Night Tykes. You just said Little Tykes. And I was thinking it was
what
a kid's
would
thing.
What else I mean by Little
Tykes? I'm not sure.
All right. Freckles, me and you will go, and then they'll go.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Dustin, will you keep track of ours?
Yep.
Three, two, one. Couch
bucket.
Pilots.
Keep in mind, she hasn't seen the show.
Fuzz Bucket or Couch
she,
Pilots?
No, she hasn't seen Fuzz Bucket, so I'm helping you.
Are you ready? You said Couch Pilots. I said Fuzz Bucket. Okay. Three, two, one. Pilot.
Fuzz bucket.
Okay.
Is there a disqualification for saying the same word twice in a row?
No.
Maybe.
I didn't say the same word.
Okay, I said pilot. You said fuzz bucket. Okay. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Couch pilots.
Oh, so close.
We had to leave out pilot that time.
Say it together.
Okay. You have said couch. I said couch pilots. We're not getting awarded to us. Okay? You ready?
No. Not at all.
Three, two, one. Jason.
Couch pilots. You're telling me with your eyeballs.
What message are you sending here with your eyes?
Not the right one.
Ooh.
Clearly.
Story of my life. Okay, so you said couch pilots, I said Jason. Okay? Ready? Three, two, one.
Blake.
There you go.
Five. That's the lead so far. As amazing as that is. That's
hey guys. Well done.
good on you. Hey.
Real nice job, guys.
All right, Jason, I guess it's me and you.
I'll keep track for you.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
They're going to get it at one.
Are you ready?
Fuckers.
Sure. Three, two, one.
Who
Biggie.
Is you?
A Biggie and who is you?
Damn, why do you do that to me? What do you want me to say?
Ready?
Hold on.
Who is you?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one, butcher. Annoyed.
We love you, Big E.
I love Big E. I wish he was here right now to sit on me. what did you say? Butcher?
I said butcher.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Three, two, one,
release dominoes. Schedule.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it with the dominoes.
Oh, you knew it?
Huh? Oh, I knew he was going to say dominoes.
Oh, shit.
Damn. All right, it's three. Got two more.
Okay.
Dominoes and release schedule.
Okay.
I don't know what word goes in there, but I know what I'm going to say.
Ready? Three, two, one, shout out.
Pizza and shout out. Pizza and shout out. You have to get on this one to tie us.
Oh, boy. Pizza and shout. You know what you're going to say? You know what you're going
to
say?
I'm trying to think.
Pizza. Oh, I thought you were trying to like.
Well, I'm trying to do that too. I'm trying to see if I can peer into his thoughts.
Okay, how about this? I know what I'm going to say now.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to say it through my eyes to you in the next couple seconds, and you see if you can pick it up.
I don't know. I can only see one of your eyes, so I'm only getting half of it. Okay.
It's scary.
A little bit.
Why are you here?
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Delivery.
Loud.
Damn it. Loud? Is that what you said?
I said loud, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm just shouting out adjectives now.
Three, two, one.
Vape.
Phone. Vape, phone.
Vape, phone.
We're getting really far
away.
Yeah,
we are. You messed it with the dominoes, man. That was our window.
Did. Three, two, one. Cloud vape. Production. Say vape again.
I'm taking her method.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Vape.
There you go.
I did not use any of the same words twice.
Seven.
That's just swapped words.
We were losing anyway, so we were just getting it done.
That's a great way to do it. Just say the same thing over and over until the person catches on.
All right. We'll do
trademark.
We'll do one more round, and it'll be Freckles and you and me and Dustin.
Okay.
And then... That'll just be
everybody.
Yeah. If anybody can beat five.
It's a round robin.
Yep.
Oh, so very good.
Final four.
Okay.
You two can go first.
Okay.
I'll keep track of your...
All right, let me think here. What could we possibly do it about... Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Kind of.
Okay. Kind of? I need confidence out of you, lady.
Yes.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Mustache.
Drunken lullabies.
Ooh, mustache and drunken lullabies.
Okay. Ready? Three, two, one. Straw.
Little bottles.
Okay.
What was yours?
Little bottles? Is that what you said? What does that mean? What is a little bottle? Oh, the ones I've been drinking out of? Those little beer bottles? Okay, those little booze bottles? I've been outed as an alcoholic. And I think you believe I have all sorts of STDs. I think that's the only thing you remember about me. Is that right?
No, I didn't say that you had the STDs. I was concerned that you had such a worry about them.
I am
concerned for you.
STD paranoid.
As long as that's
one,
all you
two,
are.
Three. STD paranoid.
Now, what's the last thing you said? You said straw. I said straw and you said
you
little
said
bottle.
Said straw and I said little bottles.
Okay, I know what I'm going to say. Ready?
I don't.
Okay.
Little bottles is your Indian name.
Runs with bottles. Ready? Three, two, one.
One
beer.
No.
Hesitation.
No. Straw was my end word.
Oh, that's it.
So that
was, you gave up at straw?
That was the end game.
That's fine.
Straw was where I was going.
We will gracefully bow out.
Okay. You guys got, all right. So in the spirit of competition.
Oh, absolutely. Please, the two of you go right ahead.
Okay.
Eye contact.
Are you ready? You got it? Hot rod?
Say it together.
I think so. Three, two, one.
Lips
bandwidth.
God damn it. Well, hold
what
on a second. What was happening? What was happening while we... Don't you look at me like that. Something was happening.
No! It was nothing was happening.
Something was happening.
That fucker just did that.
What's happening?
Who is you? All right. Bandwidth and Lipson.
Yep.
Okay.
Three, two, one. Downloads.
Podcast. Okay.
Three, two, one. Focata.
Oh, you fucker. Okay. FCF and okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, network.
Bam!
Well, that's weird. It's weird how that worked out. Hit the fucking outro.
What do you mean hit the outro? Is there a problem?
No, no problem. How you guys start off with bandwidth and Libsyn? Fucking pricks.
Hey, I tried to keep it honest. Somewhat.
He did.
Hey, nice try.
I'm going to out myself after this. Okay, I'm going to out myself.
Oh, we knew it.
The reason why I got so frustrated with Freckles is because I looked right at her.
And said what I should have been saying.
Twice.
Why are you such a filthy, rotten cheater?
She's honest, and that's why I love her. And then you tried to do the same thing to me, and I didn't go along with it.
Try to corrupt everything around you. Now you understand why on your level.
Our relationship works. Honesty is the best policy, my friend. And speaking of policies,
I lose at everything. That's
what's wrong with you.
Sometimes I would like to be the overachiever.
Why are you eating jelly beans during the podcast?
Well, I brought him because you guys were eating pizza on Couch Pilot, so I figure he doesn't give a shit anymore. I'm just going to eat on mic every episode.
He truly doesn't.
So I brought jelly beans. You're welcome, listeners. So while Blake enjoys some Starburst jelly beans, I'm going to read the release schedule. Episode 240. Did that one go down the wrong pipe? They are a choking hazard.
Let me give that boy mouth to mouth.
Oh, hey yo. Okay, he's good. He's good. He will live another day, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
He'll live to cast another day.
As soon as you started that sentence, I was like, he's not going to do it. That's going to finish.
Episode 241, High Five the Boner, is now available. Episode 242, Life Hacks. That episode that none of us remember recording is also available.
Uh-oh.
Episode 244, our next episode, inevitably titled Fat Stacks Attacks, will be available on Friday, April 15th. And don't forget, Monday, April 11th, is National Submarine Day. What's that saying about being as useful as a screen door on a submarine? Oh, wait, I think I just said it. Also, Tuesday, April 12th, is Big Wind Day. It came down to Biermansky or Big Wind for FCF's Drunken Lullabies co-host Blake Szymanski, the king of audible expulsions of gas. This one's for you, other Blake. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, because we take all of your fan feedback seriously. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, help support the show. If you don't like what you hear, you can seriously kiss my buns.
Kiss my buns.
Both of them.
Two lips, two cheeks, right here, right now.
What you gonna do, brother, when my buns go wild on you?
Wait, Travels with Terry? We're doing that this episode?
Terry's Top Road Travels, that would be good. Sorry.
It's okay, buddy.
Just give these away from me. I'm a fatty now. You guys cannot leave.
I'm a fatty now.
I am. Oh, God. I'm such a fatty now.
Welcome to the club, asshole.
I got up three times last night, had a Mountain Dew and like seven Oreo cookies.
You're drinking Mountain Dew in bed?
It's the worst fucking thing in the world for you to be doing.
I'm depressed.
I get up at 3 a.m., I drink a Mountain Dew.
Holy Christ. That's terrible.
And I'm getting so, like, I haven't seen my dick in like...
Let's see it. I'll tell you how it looks.
But I was talking about how I made that joke at work. I was like, I haven't seen my dick in like 6 months, you know, because of this belly. And this guy at work goes, "Well, that's not a belly. You're just building a shed over it." And I was like, "Oh, because it's getting rusty." He goes, "Probably."
Whatever you gotta tell yourself, that's fine.
I hate myself right now.
What is wrong with you?
I hate myself.
Wake up at 3 a.m. and drink a Mountain Dew.
Oh yeah, I do that all the time.
Hey, rice. That's terrible.
We'll talk about it off mic.
Fuck sleep. And then, I don't give a shit.
What's the other thing you said? Oreos? You're eating Oreos at that time?
Yeah, cinnamon bun Oreos.
Are you weeping while you eat and drink them?
You should be.
When I go back upstairs, I lay in bed, sitting up, eating these cookies, just going, fuck me.
In your pile of shame.
Oh, my God. Shame.
Yeah, Dustin's loving that, you know? He's like, in your pile of fucking shame.
Fuck you,
over there polishing your wiffle tree with your Oreo crumbs.
Buddy.
Gross.
thank you, listeners, for tuning in this evening. I'm sorry I tried to cheat. It's say you, say me. My friends are better than me because they didn't.
Keep you
me.
Honest.
And I feel like it's the first step into recovery.
Yeah, we're not giving up on you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Jason.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure as always.
No, thank you. You pleasure me.
That's what that boy said that molested me about years ago that you still won't talk to me about.
You know what? He keeps saying this.
Uh-oh, Choo-Choo Charlie's going to come back now.
Choo-Choo Charlie.
We're going to talk about this between shows.
Betwixt?
The next show is going to be a very different feel than this one.
A very special IBWIP. Dun, 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 dun.
Freckles, hey, thank you very much for finally getting on the microphone and playing the game with us. It was enjoyable.
Thank you for sneaking it in my face when I went to the bathroom.
Well, it had been on for like 20 minutes already. I just couldn't pick it up. I couldn't get it any louder.
You said you didn't want to be on mic because of the pressure. Do you feel pressure?
I don't feel any right now.
All
right.
Because you've had three beers?
You want to help that out? You want to give her some pressure, Dustin?
Hey-o!
I'm just now realizing that your cup matches your shirt.
That's why I brought it.
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, boy.
I match my shirt to my pint glass. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
What kind of drinker are you if you put so much effort into that?
I host a podcast about beer.
That's true.
It's called Drunken Lullabies. Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out, y'all.
Get cracking with it.
Get cracking.
Get cracking with the voice.
Let's get cracking.
But thank you, Freckles. And hey, thank you for also believing in me and my battery story. Dustin?
Yep.
Man, you were hating on me today.
I'm just having fun, it's man. Somebody's got to bear the brunt of it this week.
There's a lot of brunts to bear. But thank you very much for coordinating your outfit.
Yep.
And for...
Hey, man. It's this is formal wear for me right now.
You're like, after this podcast, I'm going to a wedding. Even Terry Bollea wore a matching court-appropriate headband.
Did he really?
Yeah, the judge said something
really?
To him. The judge said
that,
something to him.
That doesn't surprise me.
So he wore a black one. And so,
wow.
Listeners, all six of you, thank you very much for tuning in. We love you. You love us. That's why you're still here. Good night, everyone.
So, what about all that molestation that happened to you?
Is this the mystery tag?
Yeah. I was like, oops. That's weird how that mystery tag was so...
That's a really dark one. Lose IBWIP? It's always in the last place you look. Last time I lost it, it was in the windowsill. What do you think about that? Suck on that.
Suck on that.
It's better than you getting molested.
That's true. Something's wrong.
I think it is. This has been a Concocted Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Lake. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
I screwed that up.
Screwed what up?
The end.
Oh. What? Oh.
He just said something was wrong.
Oh, I thought you were uh-ohing.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.